Blog Talk Radio.
General quarters. Security condition 3.
HQ. Security 3, sir. General quarters 3. Intruder alert. GQ 3. Intruder alert.
All right. Welcome once again to Madam Perry Salon. I am your host and cruise director, Madam Perry, but also known as Jennifer Perry. And if you've been listening lately, we've had so much more fun. Last week, we tried to do a live broadcast from Coffee at 200 on Peachtree Street, downtown Atlanta. But it was put on by Poetry Atlanta, and at the place called 200 at Coffee at 200 at Peachtree, my good friend Susan Vagno is a marketing director there, and we put it together with our friend Colin Kelly. But the poets, I think they were just a little shy and kept walking away from the microphone. So we had to scrap that, even though you read about it. But we're going to try that one again with them. We've also had, we had Harvey J.K. Fight for the Four Freedoms. We've had Shelley Blum. She's the water ski girl wonder, and she's got to be one of the most popular people on Twitter, I can tell you that, and Facebook. And she was here talking about her book and her world as a trick water ski person until she broke her neck and what they call a hangman's fracture. But she was on. We also had Chasm Sultan from Joan Jett and Todd Rundgren, Utopia, Blue Oyster Cult. Coming up tomorrow night, we've got Matt Coyle. He's a thriller writer. I think his newest book is called Night Tremors. And then the night after that, Wednesday, got this young rock cat, rock and roll. He's got some kind of rock and roll and a little bit of folk music. He's out of Texas, and his name is Julian Acosta. And so I'm really looking forward to having him on as well. So we've got Julian Acosta, Matt Coyle. But tonight, you know, this is somebody that's been on probably maybe more than anybody else on the show. And the reason why is I get so much feedback. The last time tonight's guest was on, people were still messaging me on Facebook, and if they had my phone number, texting me with comments and questions about this guest and what was going on and what they got from it. And so had to have it back. And tonight he's going to up the level. And I'm talking about, he's our holistic health alchemist. He has so many things. I'm not going to waste time listening to him. I'm going to bring the man right in now. Reno Soriano, please come in, Madam Perry Salon.
Hey, 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 good evening.
Hey, good evening to you. How's it going?
Thank you. Fantastic.
Good, good. And so tonight, let's see, the last time you were here, just to give a quick recap. Last time you were here, you were talking about life story detox. And just tell us essentially what that meant for the people who are just remembering or just hearing the first time.
Well, essentially, you know, we're at a point in this planet where, you know, it's becoming more factual and people are starting to discover that things aren't always what they appear, and there's been a lot of deception and there's a lot of crap being, you know, promoted out there. But there's a lot of people trying to program other people, and there's, you know, the news, it's all grunge, you know, and it's like people have been polluted and contaminated, and the life story detox is basically you know, going in and clearing out your belief systems, clearing out your life, because most people are trying to create, you know, a life they desire, but they can't because they have too many imprints. They have, you know, they have a belief, they have belief systems from their entire life. They've been programmed by society from school, from watching TV. And then they've also have imprints from mom and dad, that they got imprinted when they were a child energetically. It's in your field. I call it the biofield. Some people call it aura. That's being proven that everyone has an aura, this electromagnetic field surrounding them. Everything gets stored in your field. It's not, you know, people think that memory is stored in your brain. It's not. It's stored as information in your field. It's all informational and energetic. And so people have been imprinted. People have been traumatized. People have just learned unhealthy models from society, from family. And so we need to clean it up if we're going to go anywhere on this planet. So my deal is everyone could sure use a life detox. So you take your life, and basically it's illuminating every aspect of your life, every topic, and you go in and you clean house. You clear your belief system. You clear friends and anybody in your life that's pulling you down. And my clue was, and I get tell everyone, your clue is anytime you're with someone, it should feel really good. And so feel your way through life. That's the most important asset you have. And most people go in with the mind and the intellect, and that totally deceives you. But if you feel your way, you remove anything and everything and everyone that's not doesn't feel good. So if you hang out with a person, you feel drained afterwards, that's your clue that it's time to let go. And so for me, it's let's help this planet out. And, you know, if you want your life to change, you got to change the energy and you have to change what you're doing. And you can't, you know, you can't just meditate and you can't sing affirmations all day long because that's not really going to shift. And then, you know, we have all these teachings that I believe are complete bogus, the laws of attraction, and all these things. We talked about it last time. I want to put a challenge to anybody, prove it, because they have those laws have proven that they don't work for most people. And I know some people aren't going to really want to hear that, but it has been proven that most of those practices that people do to create a better life, they wind up not shifting. Most 90-plus percent of people don't shift by using laws of attraction. So there's more going on, which I know of, in the unseen, that are preventing people from really expanding and tapping in. And I came in with, at the end, is the mind, okay? And I really want people to really ground right now. Turn off your, you know, get out away from all distraction. Listen, because this is one of the most important things you will ever hear. The mind is the impediment to your evolution. And there will be tons of people who will disagree, that will want to debate it. And I'm saying, look at life and look at what humanity has created in the past few thousand years. It is all mind-oriented. And with mind, you're going to get your butt whooped. With mind, you create disharmony. With mind, because the mind is a chatterbox. It has taken, I came in with last time, is the mind has taken a life form of its own and has superseded the original intent. Your mind is not supposed to chatter 24 hours a day. Your mind is always fearful, doubtful. It's always wanting something new. It's always feeling that you need something else. That is not of divinity. This thing has become a parasite. And until and unless we start cleaning it up, most of humanity is not going very far. And this is what I see. I see, you know, even myself went through it, you know, doing all these spiritual practices. And my life got worse when I started following laws of attraction. My life got worse when I started doing all these so-called expansive practices. And it wasn't until I started uncovering the illusion and the scam of, wait a minute, I'm already there. And so if you think you need something, and that's the problem. And so people have been programmed to keep seeking outside yourself, keep giving your power over. And last time, this has been done by design. There are organizations, people, and I don't want to get into it, but there are people out there that don't want you in your power. Why? Because you can't be controlled, you can't be programmed, and you can't, you know. And so the deal is everyone needs to ground a little bit and just realize you got it. You are already the diamond. You're the bright, shiny sun. And if you think you're not, then you're not, and you're going to get your butt whooped. So for me, it's start pausing and stop believing all the lies, the illusions, the scams. It's all intended to take your power, to take your energy, to make you spend money. This is a money game on this planet. It's all about deceptions and lies. You can believe it or not. I have done my homework, but I'm also very intuitive, and I've known pretty much my whole life. Something's not right. I didn't know how to put words to it, but something's not right, you know. And this, you know.
Oh, no. I was going to say, and I know you're right. And the thing, too, like speaking of law of attraction, I'm like, you know, I gave it after a little resistance. I gave it a shot. And then, like, no, this is not, this can't be. This is not working for me. And of course, like, there seems to be some guilt put out by the, I'll say that the sellers of this, you know, the evangelist of a law of attraction, like, well, you're not doing it right. You're not putting your faith. You're not going this way. And I thought, I looked at the videos.
I got the CD
to listen to. And you said this something about something, and it may not have been about this specifically, but you were talking about repeat business, people that just want repeat business from you. Keep selling you the same product over and over, like for late weight loss or something.
So any topic of life. This is not just one. It's all aspects of life. Whether it's the weight loss, a law that we're trying, it's all erroneous information that has not proven itself. So for me, I tell people, how's it working for you? How long have you been trying to work the laws of attraction? How's it working for you? The proof is that it hasn't been very effective for most people. Same thing with the weight loss paradigms. And I'm very good at helping people to shed the weight very easily, quickly, because I'm not coming from paradigms. I've seen through all the scams and illusions, and I teach foundational principles that actually validate themselves. But in this planet, we have too many experts. We have too many coaches now that they get a certification and think they can that they got it, and they have the solution for everyone. I know these people mean well, but it's person programming another person. So we have all these coaches now that are basically programming their students with stuff that's erroneous. And again, I know these people mean well, and I've met people and I've had friends, but just because you get a certification does not mean that you're going to help people. And I think it's getting atrocious. I mean, I've hired my own coaches, and I'm like, after a week, I'm looking and going, you don't got it, man. I'm sorry. I'm paying you all this money. Wow. Where are you? And I know they're just teaching programs. They're teaching philosophies they learned from someone else or a book or a course. And we got to stop drawing from paradigms. We got to stop, all these courses. We need to start using life as our proof. We need to start being intuitive. We need to start taking responsibility and feeling our way through life, because everyone's path to truth is different. So if you're following someone right now, you're following someone else's truth. Now, I'm not saying don't listen to people, but there's a difference between being open-minded and listening, but then accepting someone else's truth. I see way too many people giving over their power. They're following some guru or some person who's teaching laws of attraction, and it sounds so great that it deceives you, and thinking, oh, yeah, this person's got it. And what I tell people is, I'm here, for me personally, I'm not here to teach you my way, Reno's way. I'm here to point you back to yourself. I'm here to light a fire under your butt so you remember how amazing you are, that you don't need anything. You don't need to work laws of attraction. You don't need to spend all this money and thinking you're already there. You just have to uncover and remove all these imprints and all these funny belief systems that are standing in your way. So the mind is the impediment. The mind loves being in deception. And people use that to their advantage, and so do companies. They know that the mind is always seeking. It wants to go outside itself. It wants to spend money. It wants to. And did you know that it's been proven scientifically, when you're online and you buy something, there's brain chemicals released, okay? And it only lasts for a few seconds. But people spend money online when they don't even need what they're buying, but yet they're doing it because they're getting a fix. It's just like alcohol. It's just like smoking. So we as a society, we need to stop. And we need to come back to our fulcrum. We need to come and remember who we truly are. We got to stop giving our power over, stop buying, and stop making these companies and people very rich. There have been people that made billions of dollars promoting the laws of attraction. And I say, where are all the millions of people then that are supposedly wealthy and abundant now? And if anything, the opposite has happened. More people have gone into more debt because they went to a seminar, they spent all this money with coaching, and not much has changed. So for me, we need to pause, and I'm not saying I have all the answers, of course not, but what I'm saying is there are some really grounded people on this planet that really care about humanity, that are not pitching and selling and promoting stuff just for the sake of making money. They really are like, you know what, we need to change this planet, and to do that, we need grounded people, and there's only a few, like I'm talking about very grounded, genuine, that they're not coming from ego, and they're not coming from a thing of, oh, I got to sell my program. So for me, I offer information. I point people. I light fires under people's butts. But I'm not here to teach my truth. I'm not here to tell people I'm the expert. That's a dishonor. And I think most of society is what they're doing is a dishonor to people because they're being programmed. They're basically passing on philosophies and programs that they have no idea if they know if it's absolutely true. Now, we have so many people that will argue with you that the laws of attraction are valid, and they'll show you, and they'll try to show you millions of reasons why. And the proof speaks louder than words. Most people don't shift using those laws. So something's not right. So I'm here to tell people, don't even believe me, but just pause. And let's get back to our fulcrum. And this is where it's a challenge because of the mind. The mind has become a parasite. And so what is the solution? It's called presence. Presence is your fulcrum. Presence is the point of power. And when you are aligned, when you are physically aligned, and when you're mentally, emotionally, physically, you know, spiritually aligned, and you're present, now you can go somewhere, which presence will trump and crush any laws of attraction, any affirmations, any meditation. Why? Because it's the only truth that exists. Past and future are phantoms. They're illusions. They are scams. They are not real other than what your mind says. And most people are out of their body, number one. Spiritually, they're out of their body because they've been traumatized. They have hard lives, and they exit their body spiritually, yeah. And people will be like, what do you mean? Yeah, people are not fully in their bodies, and I can tell when someone's not. Okay, they're disconnected. They're scattered. Okay, but presence, when you're fully in your body, when you fully remember who you are, now you can go somewhere. Why? Because now you're using your full awareness, consciousness, spirit to manifest. That's the PowerPoint. The problem is your mind doesn't want you to go in presence. Why? Because the mind only exists as a phantom. The mind has to keep you in past or future because that's the only point it can exist. And it's the only point it can control you. It's the only point where it gets your juice. And it's all about energy. This game on this life is about energy. And I go into more detail in some of my private retreats of really what is going on with this planet? Why does this seem so many people? Why is it suffering? It's a common theme. Doesn't matter if you're, you know, on whatever, you know, whatever point on this earth. Even the Buddhist monks in the high, they've gotten their butts whipped, but they're suffering. It's a common theme. That is not divine. It was never intended to be this way. The mind has overtaken, become a parasite to humanity. It has stifled humanity even now for thousands of years. My thing is, let's change it before it literally wipes humanity out. And we're on a fine line of becoming extinct because people are not in control of their lives. They're not present, and they're letting the mind run and rule. And the mind is always going to try to push you to create drama, to create disharmony, because the mind cannot stand presence. Why? Because it disappears. So presence is the power pack. It's the key. And one of the greatest things I can recommend, go out in nature and go be with Mother Earth. Go and link to either go near a tree, go to the ocean, go in the water. Go in nature because that is your easiest way to connect and be present. Okay, I've had some mystical experiences of when I'm in a vortex. Guess what happens? No mind can exist in a vortex. I've been to Sedona. There's some secret spots I've gone to. I was like literally blissed out of my mind, but I didn't have a mind. That's the funny part. When I went into these vortex areas, it was like looking around going, oh, my God, this is the way it's supposed to be. But things have been tainted on this planet. You're not supposed to have a chatterbox. You're not supposed to have your mind controlling you. You're not supposed to have a mind that runs your life, that's never happy, that's always in past and future. You have been programmed to do that. You have been indoctrinated to create with your mind and look at the results. And so I challenge anybody who thinks they can prove the laws of attraction of the way, it's all mind-oriented. You're not going very far. Yes, you can create with the mind. Good luck. You're going to create limitation and disharmony, and things aren't going to last. And that's why if you see people trying to work the laws of attraction, it's so laborious. They're using so much energy, and they're giving their power over when it's much easier when you're present. If you're in your body, and you call your spirit back into your body, you start grounding with Mother Earth, and you start breathing. People are breathing. People are barely breathing just to keep alive. You need to deep breathe, because that is also puts you in your body. Breathing,
you know,
deep pulling. Go ahead.
Oddly enough, I was going to say, too, back to what you said earlier, and we've got a caller I'm about to bring in a minute, but what you said earlier about when you buy something that it doesn't has an effect in your brain. And I have read that, I think, in a Scientific Mind magazine and Brain World magazine. I have read that, too. But talking about people breathe, I remember I used to see things in magazines about a breathing class or a breathing session. Somebody show you how to breathe, and I just kept thinking, oh, man, what kind of charlatan is this? Who needs to know what to breathe? But people are, I know that's what you're talking about, but we've got a caller coming in here right now. Hi, welcome to Madame Perry Salon.
Hi, my name is Diana Bellaros. It was nice talking to you.
Hi, Diana Bellaros. Reno, do you know Diana Bellaros? She has a podcast that is fantastic. Fantastic. And I told her, I said, you're going to want to listen to this man tonight. You're going to want to join us. So, Deanna,
cool.
what do you think of Reno? So, yes. Oh, she's a fantastic lady. And I like to connect my spiritual people together, because we need your forces to join together to help this world.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hi. Actually, I have a question for you. I have a book, The White Within. It's based on my life, and it's a spiritual book, and it shows the positive way, spiritual development. And I'm having this question for you. How to make people realize that all the answers they have inside themselves, not with outside themselves. Everything what they're looking for is inside themselves, but how to make them understand that?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That this is what has been programmed into humanity. This has been done by design constantly. It's almost like an elaborate magic show. You know, they show you these elaborate photos and pictures and all this scientific data. It's all meant to be a flashlight show to pull your focus and attention and consciousness outside. They want people outside, so then when you're outside, you can be controlled and manipulated and sold and bought. And the problem is it's happened for so long on this planet that humans, they can't stand the idea that that's how powerful they are. They can't stand the idea that everything they need is within them. They already have it. They can't fathom or stand that idea because they've been programmed for so long and they're depleted, they're tired, they're exhausted. They've given their life force energy to a job, a career, a partner, a business, and it's all been expelling energy, and they have never taken time to ground and pull in energy. You know, the Asians, you know, they call it feng shui, but they do tai chi and qigong. They know it's about qi. They're bringing it in. They tap into nature, bringing it in. They're constantly, okay, because they know this is an energy game. And most people, especially in the West, people are done by 50. They're gone. Why? Because they have, for 50 years, they've given all energy out, and they have nothing left in the tank. So humanity's got it. That's why it is a challenge sometimes to teach that to someone, say, hey, you already got it, pal. You don't need something outside yourself. But, yeah, people continue to seek outside. And it's an illusion out there, even on the Internet. It's always promoting, oh, the elaborate show's coming or this new program. And people, if they could just pause and command their spirit to come forth and start revealing to them their true power of who they truly are. And that's why I teach a life detox, because as you remove the imprints, as you remove the belief system, as you tap into nature, you're more present. Then you can start hearing the voice of your spirit. But most people are so distracted, they're zipping, they're going here, going there, going to a job, going to a career, going out and drinking and doing alcohol and drugs, and they can't hear their spirit because there's too much going on. Your spirit doesn't want all this distraction, but humanity loves doing that because they can't stand being present. It's almost like for some people they think it's foreign, but that's where your power is when you're quiet and present. Now you got power. Now you have a foundation you can actually create a new life with. But most people are creating, they're not in their body, and they're trying to use all these principles with the mind that aren't going to really help you to create a good life. It's not going to be harmonic. So for me, the solution is presence, and you already got it. You have to start changing your consciousness to feel the truth that you have it. You are a diamond. If you throw a diamond in a pile of dirt, the diamond is still going to be shiny when you wash it off. You can throw that diamond in a farm where there's a bunch of cow manure. It's going to get all dirty, but guess what? You wash it off, it's still brilliant. You got it, and you've been programmed to believe otherwise.
You're exactly right, Reno. And, you know, I'm so glad you said that that way. That's such a that's an analogy, I think, that is very clear to us. So if I could, let me then ask you to take us, since you're talking about presence, take us to the title of tonight. The subject is Presence, the Solution for All Suffering.
Yeah. So the deal is the mind. Say again?
I said break it down, Reno. We're ready.
Yeah. Okay. So you're going to have a challenge because the mind has been over, you know, the mind has ruled your life for so long. So you're going to have a challenge at first. But the deal is, as you start becoming more present and you just observe and listen, you'll see that that voice cannot be coming from you. So if you have thoughts coming to your mind and you're kind of getting, you know, emotional about it, like, where, you know, and you think it's not you. Those thoughts are coming from, you know, programs in your mind. It's coming from a mind that can't stand present. And so in the beginning, you might experience some resistance, but I'm going to tell you what happens when you start commanding and you start revealing and blowing the lid on the ego. Every time you have a funny thought, you dismantle it, destroy it, and unown it. It's not yours. You call it out. You can even speak it out loud. Say, I hear you, ego. Nope, that's not my truth. I now destroy what you just created. That's not mine. Not my truth. So you need to take your power back, and you do it by commanding and destroying these thoughts because they are not from you. You clear them out of your field, and you start calling the ego out because this thing, and most people will not believe, is taking a life form of its own. And that's the problem. And until humanity wakes up to that and realizes you're not going very far because this mind will own you. It will make you think. It will hoodwink you and fool you into thinking that these are your thoughts. 90% of your thoughts aren't yours, I can assure you. The rest are scripts that came from mom and dad that were imprinted into your field and consciousness when you were a kid. So 99% of what's jamming in your mind is not yours. So you need to destroy all of it. You need to destroy all the belief systems from mom and dad, all your ancestors, because the ancestral beliefs can get passed on energetically through the generation. It has nothing to do with them even being alive. It's all energetic that was passed on through your genes. So you need to start dismantling, destroying, and severing your cords, severing cords from mom and dad. All these energetic cords, the Hawaiians call it Aka cords. They know that every person you touch, every person you hug, you're creating an energetic cord between you and that person, and you need to clear them cords because what happens to them, whatever they're going through, you might feel. So a lot of times partners, people who are intimate, okay, and they really have a strong emotional bond, sometimes they feel off, and what's happening is they feel their partner. Something's going on with their partner. They're either upset, and they can feel that because they're corded. And this is a real thing. So my thing is start cleansing your body and your field with everybody, even if they're your best friend. You cut your cord when you're done with them. If you hug and you shake hands at the end of the night before you walk in your house, cut your cords. You do it as a visualization, but you cut. You can even say it out loud. I cut all cords between me or anyone or anything. And you'll see that you'll start feeling a whole lot different. But most people have so many cords energetically from mom, from dad, from their past lovers, from their current spouse, from people they've hugged, and you need to do hygiene. It's called spiritual hygiene. Most people don't know this. You need to do spiritual hygiene. You need, especially people who are out in public and they meet a lot of people, you need to clear your field. And so the key is you need to start coming back to center. Presence will annihilate the ego. And at some point in the mind, you know, let's call it the mind. And at first, you might feel resistance because that thing does not want you to be present because it knows, it's on its way out. And you need to start calling it out. Every time you have a funny thought, dismantle it, destroy it. You say it out loud or to yourself if you're in public, and you just destroy it. And you say, you're not ruling my life anymore, ego. You got to take your power back because this thing has become a parasite. And until we weed this parasite out, humanity is going to continue to, create disharmony, And look at what's going on around this world. It's becoming a freak show, and it's going to continue to get worse because everyone is in their mind. This whole society has been set up to create with your mind, to do things with your mind. I look and go, wow, what a dishonor to ourselves. We're creating with the mind. It's time we drop and go into our hearts and start being present. And when you're present, oh boy, look out. Now you're one mighty, powerful being. Because when you're present, people are going to feel your vibe. When you're in your head, oh boy, it's scattered energy. Your consciousness, you're not going to be fooling your body. You need to own your being, and you need to bring your spirit back into your body, into your heart. We as a humanity need to go into our heart. We need to stop buying all the scams. We need to stop intellectualizing everything and thinking everything's scientific. We are life beings. Okay, we are emanating light, and humanity has been hoodwinked to think it's all physical and it's all scientific and it's all about molecules and matter. We need to go back to our hearts, and you start commanding your spirit to start revealing things to you. Look out! So go out in nature and do it as a weekly practice. Go out 3-4 times a week. Go connect. Go sit near a tree. Go in the grass. Go sit. Go lay down. Go on the beach. Go wherever you can. Connect with Earth and start deep breathing and start commanding your spirit. Start coming forth and taking your power back, and stop buying what the mind is chattering. Think of it as this, you know, this funny thing that you're just not going to allow to take control of your life anymore. You're taking your power back, and you will see that life is much simpler, and life will be much more beautiful if you just calm yourself and not feel like you always have to be zipping, and feel like you always have to You got to go out there and add, and you got to go to the next seminar and the book. And this. Oh, my God. You know, I started reading books like 8 years ago, and it's the greatest thing I did for myself. You know, I mean, I'm all for books as far as, yeah, you got to expand yourself. But on another level, for me, it was like I started seeing, like, I'm reading this book, but this is someone else's truth. And how do I know this is 100% truth? So for me, I would say be open-minded, read if you must, but also discern, because – we live in a soup of misinformation. I'm sorry. Just look at society.
Yeah.
We got to stop.
We really do, and we absorb it. And so let me ask you then, just to make sure what I hear you saying, and I think Deanna may be thinking the same thing I'm thinking, may want to ask you the same thing that I'm asking. Deanna, if I'm not, let me know. But So what you're saying is, yeah, I do understand how this connection, that the Hawaii thing, that whenever we touch people, Deanna, you know, and I know it, you can be around somebody with just a real negative vibe, and no matter how much you want to shake it off, no matter how much, it's still going to come home with you. So you're saying that we have the power to remove it when we walk in the door, to make a conscious effort to remove it. I mean, because that's something we all go through, whether it's somebody that just decides to be rude to you, whether it's somebody that I used to have people sometimes, and sometimes those people can be rude. And I know I'm probably getting it back as karma for things that I've done to people, and I accept that. But there are sometimes when people will be rude or something or try to cheat me out of something, and I would think, God, were they harmed by a redheaded woman when they were a child? Is that what that is? You know, they're just getting back at every redheaded woman they meet? Or what is this? And there's always something with people. But you're saying, though, and you go home, you think, what did I? And you go over and over and over in your mind, what did I do? Why me? Why did they pick on me? Well, I should have said so-and-so. But you're saying we can come in and we can make, when we come in our own door, which I think my home is my sanctuary. We can come in our sanctuary, our home, and cut it loose, make a conscious effort to say, cut, cut, cut.
Yes. Actually, I'm like a sponge, to tell you the truth, and I pick up energy so quickly, and you have no idea how much other people's energy impacts me. And even the way I talk, the way I behave, it's so contagious for me. And when I come home, the only way for me to get rid of all these energies is go on YouTube and get a meditation, and you have no idea how much it helps me. Otherwise, I don't know what to do. I don't have control over my body, over everything. It's just bad, bad in my situation.
All right, Reno, you're on.
Yeah. So another thing So what I recommend is when you get home or even in your car, you take your power back and start proclaiming out loud. I clear my field of all energies that are not mine. I clear all cords, bonds, and tethers. And you just visualize a blue tornado around your entire field, and you suck it home to source. You just say, go back to source, destroy these connections, destroy any informational fields that do not belong. You are the power. You have the power, but you have been led to believe that you don't. Yes, you can create miracles, and you have the power to clear your field. You have to do it, though, because energies get, you know, they get imprinted into your field. And hugging someone and shaking hands or just sitting next to someone, what you don't know what's in their field. And I'm telling you, most people have grunge in their field. And so if you come in contact with those people, it's imprinting your field. It's kind of like a pond. If you throw a rock, it doesn't matter where you throw that rock on any side of that pond, it's going to ripple out and affect the whole pond. And when you're around other people, start visualizing they're like blipping out a field. It's like almost like this pond that's rippling out, and you're going to get imprinted, and it's going to cause your field to move and oscillate. So you need to clear and destroy all their stuff. It's not yours. So you send it to source and take your power back, and you will see that you will have tremendous shifts. It's very simple, but you have to have the conviction and the confidence. And most people don't, because they think, oh, I don't know about this. Yeah, it's true, but you need to embody your true self, and you need to be in your power and present. And if you're present and you command it, you will see that you will feel different immediately. And that's when you're going to start seeing that your whole life you've been impacted by other people's energies. And, you know, whether it was your mom or dad, whether it was, you know, your coworkers, you're constantly being imprinted. So clear it. Before you go in the home, like Jennifer said, your home's supposed to be a sanctuary. It's all supposed to be harmonic. It's supposed to smell good. It's supposed to feel good. Okay? So before you enter the door, do this purging cleansing, and then go take a shower before you go to bed. That's another way to clear your field. Go in the shower and physically, verbally say, I clear my field now of all energies that are not mine in court. And even if it's a minute and a half, you just go in, you rinse off, and you clear your field, now you're actually grounded. Now you can actually go to bed. Don't go to bed with all this nasty stuff on your in your field and you're all sweaty. Clean it off. Do yourself a favor.
Yes. Actually, that's what I have been doing. The same thing until I wanted to do it. And I was aware of the fact that there is a weird exchange in energy with other people. And believe it or not, so many people have no idea there is energy going on and we exchange energy and energy impacts you. They just don't believe it. I tell people there is energy. We have so much energy inside our bodies and impacts our other people. And if there is a negativity going on, you can pick up this energy. You have no idea how many people just don't believe it, and it's not possible to convince them that that's what is going on.
Yeah. And the other thing that's going on is people are not in their body. They're literally outside their body, and I can tell when someone's not. And in fact, most people are not fully in their body. You know, shamans can, you know, well, some shamans that are really in tune can see the same thing. But I feel it, and I can tell when most people. They're not 100% in their body of consciousness and spirit. That's a big power pack that you have, consciousness and your spirit. If you can align and be 100% in your body and of consciousness and your essence, look out. You're going to be a big, powerful vortex. But the problem is this life has imprinted you. It has traumatized you. And most people want to run. They want to, you know, they want to bail. And the question is where are you going? Don't do it. And that's where another predicament humanity is. Most humans don't want to be in their body. And it's like, it's the only way you're going to actually go anywhere in life is when you're inside your body. You need to call your spirit in, all of your spirit, all of your consciousness, all of your essence. Most of humanity is trying to create and manifest, and they're outside their body, and you have no power when you're outside your body. So start proclaiming your truth. Start bringing yourself back in. It's almost like reeling yourself in. And this is absolutely true. And once you do this, you'll start experiencing shifts again. And again, I could charge $1 million for this, to people because it's so, but yet people see they don't, it's so simple that it's hard. Most people, like you said, have a hard time believing that this stuff is going on in the unseen. And that's the most important part is your energy field. It has not, you know, all these other superficial things in life are nothing compared to your energy and what's going on in your body. And if you're present and if you're 100% in with consciousness and your essence. And most people are, like I said, are giving their energy up. They're giving their energy over to a career, a person, and this and all. And it's always expending instead of bringing it back in. The Asian cultures know the secret. It's all about chi, bringing it in. They do Tai Chi. They connect with nature. They bring it in to keep themselves vital and healthy and young. And it's that simple. But this society, especially in the West, is programming you to think it's this funny drama show. It's becoming like a soap opera, and it's actually worse. It's a freak show, and it's going to continue to get worse until you start unplugging yourself from the, you know, get away from the TV, get away from radio. All these things are programming you with grunge, with crap. It's all not uplifting. It's all pulling you down. It's all giving your power over. Stop and start connecting with nature. Start simplifying your life. Do the life detox. Clear your house. Get rid of get rid of furniture and clothing that you've had for years. Bring in new energy. Bring in plants. It's all about energy and life force. And it's so simple that people are doing the exact opposite. And
I know.
That's what you, then look at what you got.
I know. You know what I like is what you said. You said it's so simple, it's hard. It's so simple, it's hard. I mean, come on. You can't break it down more than that. But let me ask you something else. Now, and thank you for adding this to the event that I put up on Facebook. When you started talking about tonight's session, you said there's a common thread that weaves through our reality called suffering. Suffering was never meant to be used as a learning tool for this reality, regardless of all the erroneous spiritual teachings that say suffering is required on your evolutional journey. And you said that's a scam. It's cow dung. We're being hoodwinked. And
I sometimes, I had to say it that way because people will not believe it. You as humanity, us, this domain has been infiltrated, has been polluted. There are things going on in the unseen, and I don't want to get into specifics, but we do not no longer live in a divine, pristine place. It used to be a paradise, and you have to know the true history of this planet. It used to be a paradise. Something came in and infiltrated and polluted everything. And, for now, let's just say that these things, the mind is part of it, where it's almost like overlaid on top of Earth. So it's almost like an overlay that you don't see, feel, or hear. But I think everyone's in tune enough that you can feel. And for me, my whole life is I had a feeling something is not right here. And as I went through life and I got my butt whooped over and over and over again, and I started, delving into the New Age stuff and saw that that was an illusion scam. And then eventually, out of just pure conviction that I'm going to get to the bottom of this because my feeling is saying this is not a divine creation that was set up to be this way. The mind is not supposed to do this. We are not supposed to suffer. And this reality has been set up to squeeze as much juice and emotional energy as possible because it's doing something, and I can't get into because it'll take me too long to explain. But you take your power back when you become present. That's why I'm saying presence and calling yourself back and stop believing everything just because it's an expert out there or something. You see it on the YouTube or you stop because most of this is a sea of misinformation and designed on purpose to pull you off your center. And it's much simpler, and it's life becomes much easier when you stop buying all these laws of attraction and all. It's not the truth because those things are a paradigm, and if you're in a paradigm, you're going to be subjected to the consequences of following those paradigms. And go look out there. People have with me personally, started using the laws of attraction. My life got worse. My life flowed less. Flowed way less. Okay, so I'm like, oh my God, and then what happens is you feel guilty because you think you're doing something wrong. Oh, I'm not working the laws of attraction. Yeah, that's it. And then you get pissed, and then you get emotional, and then you get to the point where you just want to give up. And it's all meant to do that for you, because it's not the truth. Because if it were the truth, it would be a boat that floats. put the boat in the water, it would float. All these things, and I'm sorry I have to go here, but these things are cow dungs that have whipped cream sprayed all over them, so you don't know what's in the middle, and yet, oh, it's this pie. It's this really delicious pie. Oh, no, it's not, because deep at the core, it's erroneous. It's a big cow dung. I call it a cow dung inside a big pile of whipped cream. It's an illusion designed to give you your power over, and when you remember who you truly are and you start aligning, you start pulling yourself back in, your life's going to change, and everything else falls away. You will realize you don't need a thing. You don't need to make laws of attraction where you don't need to add. You just need to clean your field. You need to clean your consciousness. You need to bring yourself in and be present, because that is the most powerful tool, faculty, that you have. And yet, most people don't know how to do it because they're constantly giving their energy out and they're always outside their body. So suffering, we have to remove it because it's enough. This planet's had enough. Humanity's had enough. It's not supposed to be that way. Something happened on this planet to change that forever, and we need to step up. And if we don't, it's not going to be pretty. And right now, go look it out there. If you think people are really grounded out there, just go look at it. Go look at what's going on around the planet. This country it's been beyond a soap opera drama here, but getting to be a freak show. But around the planet, people are doing things because they're in their mind, and they're coming from belief systems, and it's creating all this harmony. I mean, it's going to get, in the next 10 years, you're going to see things and hear things like, what? How are people doing this? Because they are being run by the mind, they're not in their body, and they have given their power over to these erroneous spiritual teachings. And I have seen people, same thing with what I did, for years, you keep following these spiritual principles, even when they don't prove themselves, and yet you keep doing it and keep doing it, and you keep giving your power over and keep spending money, and people keep keeping themselves stuck. We got to stop. And I'm here to point that out. I'm one of very few people who can go this deep. Most people, they will sell you. They will, they will say, oh, no, this is divine, and this is the way it's supposed to be. We're here to learn lessons. You only learn through suffering. I say, bull. It's not supposed to be that way. It is not divine. Source would never want anybody to suffer. And the common theme on this planet for thousands of years has been suffering. We need to weed it out before it takes humanity out. We are on a crux. We are at the brink point. We are out of time. What are you going to do? You want to help yourself in this planet? Start being present. Start cleaning up your life. That's how we're going to change this planet. Be a model. Inspire people. Change your vibration. Change your home. Go move somewhere else. Change the energy. But we got to stop doing these things that are like a hamster wheel. It's the same thing. I see too many people. They're too comfortable. If you're comfortable right now, I'm sorry, you're not helping anybody.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I did, actually. I moved from Seattle, Washington to Los Angeles. And I feel much better. And I left my big house, so I seem never make people happy. And I left because I wasn't feeling well there. I was feeling the energy there, and I didn't like the way I was feeling. It wasn't for me. And I listened to my intuition. And that's what I tell people. Listen to your intuition.
Yeah. And this life, you're supposed to feel your way through life. You feel your way, and you follow your truth, not someone else's truth. You're not here to go get programmed by other. Any paradigm is a program. I'm sorry. Anybody who's teaching a program, it's all programming. You need to stop. You need to discover your truth. And the only way you can do that is when you're in your body, you're present, and you go out in nature. And if you want truth, go tap into a tree and ask Source to speak through you. And ask Mother Earth to talk. That's truth, because it's connected to Source. Anything coming from a book, in a person's mouth, even my mouth, I'm here to tell you, don't even believe a word I say, please. I'm here to point you. I can only point you to the truth, which is you. End of story. It's that simple. You got it. You have it. Stop going outside yourself. I'm here to remind you. I'm here to, it's almost like an ignition switch. I'm just lighting the fire. The rest is you. You got to do it. No one's going to save your butt. No one is going to come in and give you the holy reply how to fix your life. You've got to discover it. It's an inner game. It comes from your heart, not your mind. Get out of your mind. because you're going to keep getting your butt whooped. In your heart, you need to be present. And I'm telling you, the easiest way is go out in nature and connect and command that your spirit start revealing truth to you. And that, you will see, you will experience much more flow. You will experience a much more happy time, and you will start to see the illusions everywhere. It's not just in the personal development industry. It's everywhere. Everywhere is flashing. You can't walk more than 3 feet without some company splashing a logo trying to sell you. You can't go anywhere on the internet without being sold or bought or trying to pitch you. It's all illusions. Stop. And again, don't even believe me. If you want to continue to go that route, good luck. I've been there. I've seen too many people spend a boatload of money, and they're not really shifting. They're still miserable. They still got their issues. They still got their belief systems, because it's an inside job, and it's called presence in your heart, not your mind. If you go at life with your mind, good luck, because you're going to get walloped by the winds of life, because mind is not the way. It's the impediment to your evolution. And I will keep saying this, and there's going to be people who are going to argue and say, oh, no, you're here for a reason, and you're supposed to suffer, you chose it. You chose for your ancestor to molest you. Yeah, because you wanted to learn a lesson of forgiveness. Bull.
Yeah.
That's crap. That is not the truth.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for that. I mean, really, because that's what, and, you know, when, as a publicist, when I tell people how they need to get out and share, I say, people can't buy your book or music if they don't know about it. You've got to get out, because it's a short attention span world. Not that people are stupid, but because people are being hit on all sides and all senses, wherever they go, with some kind of picture or message or what they're doing wrong or what they need to buy and what they need to be afraid of. It's like everywhere you go, it's either a sign, a poster. I was at a hotel in the area to wait for the valet to bring my car, and there are different screens up on the wall. Some have news going on, some have ads. There's nowhere you can go, and you go into the restrooms, and there'll even be something on the back of the door of the stall with different ads. Usually, for you can't go anywhere without somebody assaulting you, trying to get your attention for something.
Yeah, and it's all designed to give your power and money over. It's all money, energy game. And until you wake up from the illusion, you know, the movie, The Matrix, you know, people think that's a movie. That's a documentary. That's what's really going on in the unseen. You're being squeezed for your juice and emotions and your money. You can believe it or not. And until you fully embody your true essence and you start seeing through all, you're going to see how this life is a hodgepodge of erroneous misinformation, and it's all designed to keep you in control. Believe it or not, I'm not here to convince anyone. I'm here to point you and steer you toward the truth. I can't tell you the truth, because your truth is going to be different than mine, but I'm here to say, if you want to fare a million times better, you might start questioning everything, every single thing that somebody sputters out of their mouth, every book you read, every paradigm, because everything is a box. And what is a box? Go into a box, and what happens? You close yourself into a cube. You're not going anywhere. Because that's what people do. They think, oh, I'm in this great spiritual teaching, and I got it. I find, and where are you going? It's a box. Life is not meant to be a paradigm or a box. You're meant to feel your way through life. You're meant to actually be in the moment and spontaneous and constantly changing and new and evolving and expanding. But most people, they want to play the same radio station over and over and over and over again. And they think, because, you know, they're following this really cool spiritual teaching. My clue to everyone is, if there's a big following, whether it's a paradigm, a book, a class, or a person, you might want to go the other way. wherever there's a following, you are going to be deceived. And it's all by design. And I tell people, don't believe a word I say. I'm here to tell you I've done my homework, but I'm also a sharp cookie, and I've felt it my whole life. I just didn't have words growing up and looking at it and going, what is this? And why, you know, this person, they're really cool, but they got their butts whooped over. And why? Why do I keep getting my butt whooped when I'm not putting that energy out? So the laws of attraction fall away, because I've pumped out some really great energy for the longest time. I would have people looking at me going, whoa, dude, you are powerful. I've never met anyone like you. I'm like, of course not. But yet my life wasn't flowing. I kept getting my butt whooped. I kept experiencing challenges. And why? Because I know I'm pumping out some great energy. So if these laws of attraction work, man, I should be Jesus. I should have an empire by now. I should, you know, where's the proof? And that's when I started questioning that things aren't always as they appear. Things aren't always as you're being told. In fact, most of it is just a bag of beans to give your power and money over. Believe it or not, I could care less, but I do care for you, and that's why I'm on this line. If I didn't care for you, I'd be in Hawaii or somewhere and just living it up. I wouldn't even want to share. If I knew, but I care because I know a lot of things going on in the unseen, and I'm here to give you some powerful stuff that actually creates shifts, that actually change your life. I'm not here to sell you anything. Hey, I got things to offer. If you want, if you'd like to talk to me, I'll give you a 30-minute consultation, and we can talk. But I do not sell picture because it's not in my being to do that. But I will give you some juicy content for free, and if you follow even half of it, your life's going to change.
Well, let me make sure I get this in, because if you go to his website, it's renosoriano.com, and he's on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. All kind of places you can find this on the web. But if you go to renosoriano.com about Reno, it says, my mission to inspire 333 million people to be radiant and extraordinarily energized by the year 2033 so they may go out and be who they are meant to be, to ignite people's passions and juicy talents so the world may be blessed by the cornucopia of unique expressions of human essence, and to create a legacy for planet Earth and create the foundation for a quantum leap in human health and consciousness expansion that ripples through many generations and lifetimes. And this is Reno's mission statement. And let me tell you, I got to say, from the time I've been knowing you and you've been a guest on the show, I mean, when Reno, this is some, I'm going to tell you the things that get to me, Reno. When I read your emails to me and they end, you know, not later or see ya or sincerely, it's to your victorious life. And the first time I thought, oh my gosh, that just felt so good, to your victorious life. But you have, if people go to your website, you've got several great books that we've talked about on here. You've got a blog if people need just a little bit of Reno to kind of help them through a situation. Some of your blog, topics recently, like three holistic health tips for ordering healthy when eating out. That's important. Five power tips for elevating your energy levels. You've got these great little blogs, the title and the picture for the mood, five healthiest fats to bling out your body. And then you've got a holistic store. You've got information to contact. You're also available for speaking to groups. You have all kind of stuff going on. But you also have something on your YouTube channel. Give me, if I'm right, it's a 30-day challenge that you were doing on there?
Yeah, I created a 30-day holistic health challenge. I was asked to contribute to someone else's. He was creating this gentleman was actually creating a free giveaway, which he was going to compile five professionals who are all teaching expansion and consciousness. And he wanted me to do the physical part because he knew I was pretty good, because I was actually coaching him for a while. And he asked me to produce a 30-day holistic health challenge for his followers to get them off their butt, in shape, awakened. And I've been getting phenomenal feedback. I've had people have miracle shifts by just following one nutritional recommendation, where people's health has rebounded within 24 hours, because I give the truth. And same thing in the health field. It's a hodgepodge of grunge. It's keeping you away from the truth. It's making you think you can pop a couple supplements and you're going to be, nope, that's not the way it works. It's called a lifestyle. And through the 30-day holistic health challenge, I give it to you real. And I've had people literally contacting me saying, thank you for being real. Thank you. My life has changed just within a few days because I applied what you were saying. So I challenge everyone, go and do the 30-day challenge. As of right now, it's free. I might not have that up for too long as far as free, just because it's powerful content. And, you know, I have to take care of myself at some point. I do give a lot of juicy content for free, but I might make it into a 30-day holistic health challenge where for nominal fee you get access. But right now it's free. I would say go there while it still is. And but it's, I give some powerful information for free. Go there and learn. And it's 30 days. one video. Again, if you go to YouTube, you can watch all the, you can watch in the succession. But I would say take one video a day and embody the principle I'm teaching, and then move on to the next, because it compounds on itself. And I get into some juicy topics that I reveal. I don't see anybody else teaching this stuff. It's kind of like, it's so simple that people are missing it. The simple stuff that gets you the results. It's not the complex stuff and popping 18,000 supplements. That's not the way to help. The health is an embodiment of a consciousness and embodying a holistic lifestyle. And yet most people want the push button. No, you can't. You got to put some effort. But what I teach is fun. It's creative. It's delicious. It knocks your taste buds down. And that's what separates me from everyone else. I'm teaching stuff that not only gets results, your taste buds are going to love it. I have yet to have one person go, your recipes are too bland. Because most healthy stuff that's being taught out there, it's either bland or erroneous. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I give people some powerful recipes. So the 30-day challenge consists of lectures, part lectures, very quick, five-minute videos or less, and also some of my yummy recipes, my symphony salad, my vegan-licious veggie sandwich. And again, I cater to all eating styles. I'm not caught in the paradigm, so I'm here to show, vegan, vegetarian. It's all there, but I have a number of recipes on there. But then I challenge you in the last 10 days from day 20 to 30. Oh, boy, I challenge you. And I've had people respond and go, wow, thank you for doing that, because most people, after 2 weeks, they fall off the wagon. They start something and they fall off because your mind comes in and goes, oh, no, this is too good. Oh, no, I'm actually shifting. Oh, my God, I can't have that. I got to have drama. Oh. And so in the videos, I give you powerful information on how you can transcend that mind to take your power and actually shift. And within 30 days, miracles and a new life. I've had people contacting me left and right going, wow. I never heard this. I'm like, yeah, well, it's so. But anyway, that's what I challenge everybody on this line. It's time. Start cleaning house. Do life. You can go to my website on my front page. Scroll down. It's a free life detox. Very simple, but yet profound. And then go to YouTube. I got like 50 videos plus the Holistic Health Challenge. Learn something new, but don't follow me per se. Just hear and then embody your truth. Use my information as a spark, as a catalyst, as a pointing of direction in a particular way, but don't follow me and say, I got the Holy Grail. Well, all I know is I have a great track record of shifting people easily, quickly, and the results speak for themselves. So my deal is this planet needs our help right now. We are teeter-tottering on some weird stuff, and the only way it's going to change is when you take your power back and you start being a model and you start inspiring people with your vibration alone. I do it all the time. I walk into a room. I don't need to say any words because I show up present in my full glory and people feel my pop. And that's how you're going to change this planet, more with your vibration than with your words or trying to save people. You're not here to save anyone, but you are here to motivate and inspire people with your vibration.
I always brag about what wonderful listeners and followers I have, because first of all, you keep my show going and you keep me inspired and you help me to continue to get excellent guests like you, Reno. But also my listeners know that I've got something I've got to promise them, which is I've got to promise to keep bringing them good stuff if I want them to stay listening to me. And one of your blog posts is titled Blingin' Body and Ecstatic Soul. And Blingin' Body and Ecstatic Soul, that kind of fits into one of your other ones about your radiance, the title, Your Radiance is a Gift to Humanity. Now, if you're going to be bringing it on to this world that we know needs some help, needs some healing, it's turned into a dystopia, like a dystopian novel. Who needs to read these books when all you got to do is read the news at night? I've got some friends who write dystopian novels, and I said, some of your stuff is coming true, or what are you? They go, no, it's scaring us too. But you've got, I find a knowledge, I find a pureness, and I find a sincerity in your works, which is why I'm always so glad to have you here. And Reno, let me tell everybody one more time, Reno Soriano is the website. You're on Twitter, you're on Facebook, you're on Instagram, you're on YouTube with about 50 videos on there. If you follow anything of mine, of Madam Perry's or Jennifer Perry, you are going to find in there links to everything of Reno Soriano's. And yes, although you do offer a lot of information and a lot of stuff at no cost. Yes, we do want you to take care of yourself, and I know you give people their money's worth for anything, but get on there, find out, check into him. Every time somebody goes to your website, they comment to me. They come back to me and go, God, this guy, where did you find him? I said, well, he found me. But I am just so grateful for the energy and blinging body and ecstatic soul. That's where it's at. You know, that's where it's at. I love that. And I just think you're adorable. And, Deanna, I'm so glad you came in here to listen. I knew that you would enjoy him as well as everybody that's out there listening to me, too. I've got some people out there. Duffy and Walter were out there listening, and they're going, okay, we're listening, they're sending messages. Thank you guys, too, for listening. It's just fantastic. So your parting words to us? Thank you, sweetheart. And I could keep you forever, but I know I can't. And so you have a parting word for us? Rihanna?
The deal is, I'm here to be a catalyst, and we're not here to suffer. That paradigm has to be weeded out. So for me, we're here to create and live victorious lives. Okay? And if you've ever played sports, it's pretty delicious when, you know, for me, I played ice hockey. It's pretty delicious when I scored a goal and won the game. We're here to live victorious lives. It means you need to change. You need to uplift yourself. You need to increase your vibration. You need to clean your body. You need to clean your life. Help us out. This planet is going off the edge of a cliff. It's going fast. Mm-hmm. We don't have much time to flip this thing. We have the power and the potential, but we need people who are present in their body and doing the interior, the inner transformation. It's called inner alchemy. It's called alchemy. It's transforming all this stuff that's not you, dismantling it, destroying it, and finally discovering you've been the diamond the whole time and you've been hoodwinked to believe you weren't. You're the diamond. You're shiny. You're as brilliant as a million suns. Clean it up and remember who you truly are and go out there and bling it out. Go leave
like
a ripple.
It.
Make people follow. Make people feel your vibration.
All right. Bling it out. Rino Soriano.
Bring my love. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm teaching people. Please open your heart. Open your gift love to each other because we are all the same.
I like it. And don't forget, tomorrow night I've got Matt Doyle with Nacho Acosta. Thank you so much.